12/24.
Already and will continue to be a good day. 7 after the hour. Stop what you're doing right now because we have Richie and Roberta and I. Jennifer's off today. We have with us Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to help you deal with stress, holiday stress. Lots of it. Phil Lempert has a blog on it at DougStephan.com.
Who would have Jack stress this time of year?
It's that time of year. Flu season.
Stress.
Cold weather.
Stress.
The holidays, the dry, all of this stuff together.
Yeah,
some people
started out really good there.
How's that?
You were right on pitch. You started out perfect.
I did. Thank you. I appreciate somebody who appreciates my pitch. So, in terms of what people can do, is it a nutritional thing? Is it getting enough rest? I mean, we talk about this all the time, and especially at this time of year, it seems like most of the stuff, Jack, is common sense. Jack Stockwell, by the way, is a noted NUCA chiropractor, practices in Utah and several different areas, St. George's and in Salt Lake City. So when people come to you for relief, people don't realize what a toll stress takes.
I quote one of my favorite lines from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the greatest movie of all time.
All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
All right. So if we don't want to use Jack Daniels, what do we do, Jack? What's your recommendation for people who are coming into your office every day with these problems this last week and the next week? Especially, we have stress on top of stress. So what is the deal? What's your RX to FX holiday stress?
Well, the big, everybody's got stress. Everybody is loaded with stress,
yeah.
Especially this time of the year. There's some very interesting polls that show that there's several portions of our population just soon do away with Christmas holidays because the stress compounds all the stress they've had during the rest of the year. Now, what I do is, you know, with neurologically, with the nervous system is my specialty. To get the nervous system back under control by regaining structural balance to the body. And so my patients who come in my clinic are very well aware of that. In fact, this whole week is just jam-packed before the Christmas holiday because of the mounting stress they've gone through. Now, dietarily, nutritionally, the way to handle that is just to make sure that your basic vitamin, mineral, enzyme necessities are met on a regular daily basis. And the problem, the thing that amplifies it is the sugar, the processed carbohydrates.
Right.
They're going to give you
candy,
an overload.
Candy, cookies, cake,
all
the stuff that people
terrible,
are eating.
Terrible.
Just right now, down in our kitchen, there's a box of candy and cookies that somebody dropped off.
Send some of that over. When you're rich,
yeah.
I could use a little of that right now. Yeah.
Right. You know, and the number of people who listen to my daily show on the radio in Salt Lake City know what we usually recommend dietarily in my office, yet one thing that we will definitely see today is all kinds of cakes and cookies, yep, and pies that are being brought in as a, you know, present and a gift during the Christmas holidays. We just do that. Now, there is one mineral in particular that would greatly help the stress levels, and it's what the thyroid needs. The thyroid is one of the stress-regulating organs of the body, as well as the adrenals. And one of the best ways to help the thyroid and the adrenals do their job is to make sure that you've got some good iodine supplementation going on. The thyroid cannot work without iodine, and when the thyroid gets really stressed, the adrenals have to overwork. And the adrenals are the vitamin C capital city center of the entire body.
So how do you get iodine?
Well,
supplement.
Some, yeah, there's iodine supplements that I recommend, you know, that that I have. It's called Prolamine Iodine. Of course, it's a standard processed product.
Yep.
It's an iodine that's encased in a protein structure, so that the body will absorb it immediately in the form of food. The body will recognize it as food. There's the elemental iodine that's out there in the marketplace that just goes right on through the system, and the body flushes it out too quickly. But the thing is, the thyroid and the adrenals work in harmony with one another. And those are the repositories of strength and energy and the body's ability to handle stress. And if the heart is overburdened, if the thyroid is overburdened, then the adrenals come rushing in like an ambulance. And if they get overburdened, I guarantee you, no later than the first or second week of January, you're going to take a nosedive and you're going to end up with a two-week cold or flu spell. Because your immune system just can't handle it any longer.
Okay, so then you mentioned another thing, and I have no clue except for meat. Enzymes. How do I get enzymes, and what are the right enzymes?
Well, you have Catalin. I've sent you Catalin.
Mm-hmm.
Enzymes. Actually, vitamins are enzymes. Enzymes, what we are, this is going to sound a little difficult at Christmas time, is a big bag of chemical enzyme reactions going on, billions and billions of them every second inside of our body that keeps us alive. Enzymes are the chemical engines, the motors of our system, and our body makes most of them. But when we are overloading with our foods during the holiday season, we need extra digestive enzymes, extra pancreatic enzymes, extra duodenal enzymes that are associated with making sure that we get proper digestion of the foods that we eat, which is why I always recommend Catalin, because it's loaded with those digestive enzymes, as well as, I think I've given you some Zypan, I think I've given you some Multizyme in the past, both of which are absolutely essential. And so I know we are probably going to be selling a truckload of those this week in the clinic. And what I tell them, I can tell you guys, you take a few of these before your Christmas Day meal or before your pumpkin pie or the treats or anything else, and as soon as you finish eating that, as you're washing it down with your grog or whatever else, you take a few more of these enzymes, you will have no problems, you will have no gastric distress, and you'll be able to plow into the next overfeeding within the next 2 hours.
We're having a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is an eminent nutritionist, I guess you could give Jack any number of labels that would stick. He has a lot of common sense. A lot of these things, when you hear Jack, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Food-based nutrition is what you want. And we're not necessarily selling or not selling. I happen to be on a lot of standard processed products as well. And I give Charlotte some of them. Hold on a second, Richie. I want to try to put into perspective whether what humans take to avoid stress is the same stuff that you should give to your pet, or whether in general the pet should get the same thing that the human does. And yes, Richie does have a question. We'll get to that in a moment. We're talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell. You want to check out his website for lots of great information. JackStockwell.com will serve you well. It's 14 after on Good Day.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane,
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Dear Santa, I've been a loyal elf, but I'm wearied of making choo-choos, dollies, and the exclusionary politics of reindeer games. So I'm leaving you for Office Max. They sell gifts for less, sir. Laptops, tablets, e-readers, and more. They have highly trained helpers and elfyourself.com. Oh, I'll miss the way you ho-ho-ho. But I'm going tech, sir. Going tech.
Get a Nook tablet for $249 or Kindle Touch with special offers for $99. Gifts for less at Office Max. Offer in store on prices good through 12/24.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNicholson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
I think you might be overdoing it, Dad.
Russ, when was the last time I overdid anything?
Huh. 17 past the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We're talking about stress in your life and stress in your pet's life, because a lot of pets at this time of year don't have the kind of attention that they would normally get because of the obvious things that are going on. And I was asking Jack in the break about the things that I give to Charlotte to keep her. She's not really a stressful dog. She doesn't have a lot of stress in her life. Some dogs create their own stress, as some people create their own stress. Right, Jack?
Well, sure. You know, the adrenals are what handles the stress load in the body when they're called upon to do it. But stress is generated in the head.
Yeah.
You know, right there between the ears is where, you know, the real landmines that we've created all along. I can't do this. I don't have enough energy. I'm too fat. I'm too thin.
You talk yourself out of all of these things. Yeah.
You know, and most of the stress handling management begins right there with just settling down, taking a few deep breaths, and coming back down to planet Earth for a moment and realizing that a lot of the things we stress over in another set of circumstances we'd almost laugh at.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. Yesterday, as I was driving along, I'm driving across country. I'm in Dallas today. Yesterday, I drove down here from where the heck was I yesterday morning? I don't even remember where. Where was I yesterday? Yeah, St. Louis. So driving, I decided I was going to sing with some of the Christmas music and take deep breaths. And I really, really am taking deep, deep breaths. And I'm finding myself coughing after what is in my lungs that I need to get out of my lungs. It's causing, if you do this, folks at home, and a lot of you ought to, because you need to get more air into your lungs, more oxygen into your lungs. But if you cough, what does that mean?
Well, anytime there's, you know, the stimulus at the top of the bronchial tree, there's some sensors there to cause you to cough if you start to breathe something the lungs don't want. And then and then down further into the lungs, you have all these little cilia-like hairs that line the tissue of the lung that are constantly moving like waves on the shore, only they're moving upwards to get rid of whatever kind of congestion, phlegm. And you're in a totally different environment right now, an atmospheric environment that's different. And so your lungs are already trying to adapt to that. And as you get to a drier climate in New Mexico and Arizona, it's going to be even worse.
All right. So I won't take so many deep breaths. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out jackstockwell.com for great medical info.
Is the holly that will be on your own.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This just in. WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
Else.
We have 23 after the hour now. Roberta, Doug, Richie on the Good Day program. Our video of the day today, as it is the first full day of Hanukkah. Video Roberta found yesterday or the day before features a group calling themselves the Shlomone.
Shlomones.
Right away, you know, there's going to be something in this for all of us. The Shlomones. You know, the Ramones. The Shlomones.
Right.
And the song is a parody of Time Warp, which is from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They call this the Rocky Horror Konica song.
Horror, yes.
Horror. Got it. Horror. H-O-R-A.
It's
horror.
Astounding. Time is fleeting. Gladness takes its toll.
Pretty good so far.
Now listen closely. Not for very much longer.
Shlomones.
Hanukkah's in control. I remember eating a latke, dripping with so much oil. When the latke was in me, the flames would be calling.
You light them all from the left.
Light them from the left.
You say the words from your lips.
Make sure you say them right. Spin like a train of time. It'll drive you insane. Let's light the candles again.
It's really good.
It is very good.
Eat some tahini. On a falafel weenie, all fried, not steamy. No, not at all. Heavy donuts with jelly that really sit in your belly.
You know what this points up, and this sort of goes with some of our Christmas stars of the day, Richie. We have, during the month of December, usually during one part of the program, we have these highlighted in the replay box at DougSteffen.com. The feature interview or conversation of the day is always there. And this month, it's usually our people that are musical stars, Christmas star of the day. What it's pointed out, for me anyway, I think I realize it more this year, the amount of music that you have available to you that you can download from people who are really good is astounding. You have no idea about the talent that is there that
has been
undiscovered, basically. And this is another example of it seems to me, anyway.
It's an amazing thing how much more talent we're able to see because people are able to produce their own content.
Right.
Sitting in their house. I was sitting the other day laying down my own guitar tracks for a song on my little computer with GarageBand.
I want to hear that.
I'll mix it down one day.
But the whole business about technology and what it has done.
Right.
Here's another example. Most people, a lot of people, depending on where you live, have these video surveillance cameras around their home. So there's a video that's making it around on YouTube that shows a FedEx delivery guy chucking a box with a monitor in it over a fence.
He doesn't realize that they have a security camera. As he walks up, you can see him pull the monitor box out of his truck, walk up to the gate, and it's like about a 7-foot, 8-foot wrought iron gate, and he just heaves the thing over it, and it just lands in the driveway.
Yeah. And what do you think is left of that?
What do you think is left of his job?
Open well, you know what?
Toast.
Here's something that I have noticed. I used to be a big FedEx fan. When they bought Kinko's, your service level with FedEx went down about 40%.
We had a former employee call us last week and tell us what a horrible company it was when he worked for them.
UPS is much better in many different ways, including delivery, including how they treat their employees. It seems, at least that's the rap that
this
I
this guy obviously wasn't happy with his job treating the customer's merchandise
that. I mean, what would you think if you're doing that for a living? You're not supposed to take care of the packages? Hello, these are the people that give you your job. 28 past the hour on your day.
Celebrate savings at the PetSmart Countdown to Christmas Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 50% on all pet holiday brand items, including sweaters, treats, and more. Plus, save 50% on select pet beds. And save $5 on select bags of Iams, Beneful, and Purina One dog and cat food. Don't miss these great holiday deals and more through Christmas Eve only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 16th through the 24th.
Okay, Elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Kim Jong-il, dead. Little Kim, alive. Yesterday, driving through Missouri in Branson, there was a big billboard for Little Kim being at one of the casinos.
Can I correct you on something?
Yes, sure.
It's not Little Kim.
Lil.
Lil Kim.
Is he not Lil?
She.
Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell by looking at the picture if it was a man or a woman.
No. She
was up on the billboard.
For sure. Yeah.
Is she any good?
She is.
She an American Idol? Where'd she come from?
No, she's a hip-hopper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they've had hip-hoppers in American Idol.
Yeah, no, they do. She's not from American Idol. Though.
Never
win. Hip-hopper.
The little, there's too much prejudice against that kind of music for it to be considered pop in that world, in that
you,
realm.
You search her in Google, and the number one headline that comes up is still Lil alive. Kim alive, Kim Jong-il dead.
For those of you who don't remember... When the announcement was made over the weekend that Kim Jong-il had died, somehow or other it got confused with some bloggers that was Little Kim. And so wasn't there a headline?
Tweeters confused Kim Jong-il with Lil Kim and mourn rapper's death.
Yeah. Right. Hello. Ding, diddling, 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 ding. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, David Archuleta, speaking of people on American Idol, has taken a break from his career to go on a Mormon mission. He was a runner-up
about 3 or 4 years, yeah.
So he's now going on a 2-year mission for the Mormons. He made the announcement during a Christmas concert this week in downtown Salt Lake City. He's from there. I meant to bring this up with Jack Stockwell, who lives in Salt Lake. I remember him saying that Archuleta had been performing since high school around there. But he's going to go out, campaign for Mitt Romney, and also campaign to get people. Isn't that part of the mission, though? Don't you have to, when you're a Mormon, go out and do that for a while?
You're supposed to convert people.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's it. And this is obviously him singing.
The Broadway show.
You've seen that. You wanted me to see it twice. And then I heard that it was really raw, and I didn't want to go see it for.
Oh, no, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Look, it won the best Tony.
Yeah. But isn't it kind of raw? Really kind of raw.
That's really, the whole thing is not raw. There's just one or two spots in it, which, you know, if you are easily offended, I certainly would.
Let's put it this way. It ain't Sunday school.
No, right.
No, it ain't Sunday school. I mean, if the F word offends you, then don't go see it.
I'm not offended by the F word. I use it all
the
time.
Well, then you'd be fine, yeah.
That's
so.
Right, really, okay. All right, so here are, speaking of fine, some of the great stories, some of our radio brethren, Richie,
yeah,
who do some really great, heartwarming promotional things at this time of year. Really take my hat off. For those of you who are moved, and most people are moved in one way or another, this is the givingest time of the year. And Americans, even though we're in pretty tough straits, we have become extraordinarily generous, sometimes to a fault or to a point of being foolish. We went way overboard with Haiti, for example, gave way too much money there. The Red Cross hasn't used anywhere near as much, and maybe they can be faulted for not using it more and more appropriately.
You know, I would even give them a credit, actually, because you start dumping all this money on a small country like that that doesn't have the infrastructure, especially in a time of tragedy,
mm-hmm.
you know that money's going to get
used. Well, but you know the Red Cross does. You've had this experience yourself.
I did.
When you tracked money that you gave for some
years ago.
Right, and didn't go for that.
The earthquake or whatever it was. I gave a couple $100 and it ended up sitting in an account collecting interest.
All right. So the point here that I'm trying to make, think about, I drove through Joplin, Missouri yesterday, and I was thinking about this, listening to the local radio station talk about helping other people. Here's a town that lost 5,000 residents, that was pretty much destroyed. For those of you who don't remember earlier in the year, that big tornado that flattened most of Joplin. The community was pretty much destroyed, and there's not a lot of rebuilding going on there. Because they just, you know, they don't have the money, it's wintertime, whatever it is. But I'm listening to this guy on the radio pitch a story about someone in need and how the people in Joplin had come to the aid of this person who was in need, when in fact the whole community needs aid, needs help. And it goes back to, and I don't want to turn the positive into a negative, you know, we are very helpful. Richie just talked about how much we gave to help the Haitian Relief Fund. And in terms of other problems that there are around the world, we always step up to the bat first. And it isn't something we ought to crow about. We just take pride in being Americans, and that's kind of what we do. I don't know of any other country, and I know a lot about a lot of other countries, they kind of step up to the plate like we do, whether it's they don't have the money or they don't have the kind of coverage that we do news media-wise to know what to do. I don't know what the story is, but I do know that we are very generous in this country, and a perfect example of it is this particular radio station telling this particular story in a town that was devastated, and the people there are still helping people in other parts of our country. And I think that's tells you a lot about who we are as Americans. I just think it does anyway. And I'm listening more, as I was saying earlier, those of you who like to listen to the Christmas music, man, I'm with you. Some of the really good blends of music. It's been better this year, I think, than what I've heard in a long, long time. And I will readily admit to you that I don't listen much to the radio. I don't listen much to music because of the same stuff repeated over and over and over and over and over again. And in terms of talk, this time of year, I'm not listening to it because the real talk stars, of which there are few, are gonzo. They're on vacation. So you're listening to these guys who are awful. And just I don't do best because I like to do this program every day. I don't want a vacation. I want to be on the air and feel with you what you're going through at any particular moment. And certainly there are great feelings and emotions that are felt at this time of year, and we want to be able to tap into them. But, you know, some of these guys, they want to have the time off, and that's swell. But the people, Richie, they put on in place of these, garbage.
Yeah.
I was listening to some guy yesterday who was having a hard time. And this is a big station in St. Louis. He couldn't put a sentence together. He was an embarrassment to the station.
On the big station in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the two big stations in St. Louis. Yeah. It was an embarrassment. All right, anyway. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the good things. Dr. Ken is going to join us in about 5 or 6 minutes with more of a focus on the cold weather and stress and the news of the day from the world of medicine. And I just want to kind of underscore what my experience has been going across the country, and we went out of our way about 400 miles because I wanted to miss this snowstorm, and have managed to do that. Albuquerque was shut down. Those of you who are listening to the Kiva in Albuquerque, you know, this has been a tough couple, 3 days for you. You look at some of the pictures that are coming all the way from Santa Fe across and up and down Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and that whole area, and then push it northeastward into Kansas. It is, I mean, it's wintertime. Hello. We've now entered officially into wintertime, and this is what you ought to expect. The thing that really sort of grazed me, Richie, is looking at these pictures and thinking, okay, this was what it looked like in Massachusetts in October. Remember the big storm at the end? This is how it looked. And this is what we had.
It was there and gone in 2 days.
There and gone. But, man, did it make a mess out of things.
Yeah.
And because of that, we had a lot of people who were without power, and I underscore the need for the Food Supply Depot and their product. As we think about a perfect example of why you need this, northern New Mexico, no power for days. It doesn't make any difference where you are in northern New Mexico. You'll not have power there. There were all kinds of problems as you go up into north of the panhandle. And so for those of you who have your Sea Crane radio on, because you prepared yourself for that, have you gotten the food supply that you need, the 72 hours worth of food that we've been talking about from the Food Supply Depot? These unthinkable, this is the time of year you'd like not to have to worry about a big snowstorm, but that's the reality. This time of year, this kind of stuff happens. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Have you done what you need to protect your family? If you haven't, then you need to go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and protect yourself during the potential of an emergency, which happens to all of us. No matter where we live in this country now, you are going to have a problem. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next month, next year, but you're going to have a problem because that's just the nature of living today and the environment. We have these problems. We're so used to all the conveniences of home. If you don't have them, then you kind of get upset. This will keep you from being upset. Food Supply Depot prepares the best packaged food products you can possibly imagine. These are straight from the space program. Delicious, nutritious. All you do is add water. And if you go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug, you gather 72 hours worth of food. It's easy. And I'm donating part of the purchase price of the items that you buy to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research needed, not being paid for by various government entities. So go online, either DougStefan.com, go to the Friends section, click on the Food Supply Depot logo, or just go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and get free shipping with your order. Help the Veterans Research Corporation by purchasing some of this, as some of the purchase price goes to research, and protect your family. It's a great, you can still get last-minute gift items. Probably today or tomorrow will be the last time you get it. Get it shipped to clients and friends who, this is a wonderful way to say, I care about you. I want you to be prepared. And it's important, as our veterans come back from Iraq, to acknowledge that we want to help them with this medical research. So a lot of great reasons to go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and get your 72 hours of food from the Food Supply Depot.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, LeapFrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at Office Max, save 50% on Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at facebook.com/Duracell.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
It's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Good Day program, who follows the news, our daily dose of important updates from the various medical journals, focus on winter heart attacks and heart problems that seem to be more prevalent this time of year. Is it because it's the stress of the holidays, Ken? Or is it because it's the stress of going into the wintertime? People who are experiencing shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, discomfort in the various parts of their body. These are the typical signs of a problem with your heart, right?
Well, it's a combination of them all, yes. The signs of the heart, chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, feeling your heart turnover, unexplained fatigue. But during this time of the year, everybody's drinking more alcohol than they usually do. There's an entity called holiday heart where the electrical system of the heart becomes abnormal. People are doing activities that they don't normally do. Shoveling snow is a huge amount of work, and this is a high association with heart attacks. Doing things we don't normally do just asks the heart to work harder, and if the blood circulation to the heart is clogged up, it can't fulfill the needs.
All right, so what do you have as a result of some of the work being done on the heart and heart problems? We have a couple of different updates there.
Yeah, this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, there's two very interesting reports that treating high blood pressure may add years to life. What they discovered was for each month that you treat your high blood pressure, you add a day of life.
Say that again?
For each month that you're on treatment for high blood pressure, you add an extra day of life.
What does it mean, treatment? What does treatment mean?
Well,
statin?
No, well, after the lifestyle changes, getting down to ideal body weight, avoiding excess alcohol, salt, after
tobacco.
And getting into stress reduction, getting into an aerobic exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. After all these things don't work and your resting blood pressure is over 140 over 90, you need medications. And what this study showed was that for each month that you're on medications when you need them, you add an extra day of life on planet Earth. Amazing study.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Result in the same journal was that a jump in your resting heart rate in middle age might signal a higher death risk from heart disease. So if you know your heart rate at rest is always about 72 and suddenly it's 82, time to go to the doctor.
One of the things, there's an article in USA Today today about taking time for tea and how good green tea is, black tea, various teas in terms of the maximum health benefits and relieving stress. Apparently, it's very good for that sort of thing. A little cup of tea goes a long way, apparently, toward helping your health.
A cup of tea for the heart, it's usually a good thing. A lot of antioxidants in the teas. Just make sure it doesn't stimulate the heart from the caffeine.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be careful about the caffeine. Yeah. All right. So There he is, the man who's the eminent cardiologist. Check out Dr. Ken at, actually, drkenshow.com. He has his own website. Very cool stuff. Lots of great information for you. It's a holiday time, 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
What is this?
This is Danny Elfman from The Nightmare Before Christmas, which was the number one movie during this week in 1993. So we have movie music, staying consistent with our theme for the month, Christmas music into our Christmas overview of a Christmas movie. In Movie Moments, our movie man Chuck Curry is here. He'll have the movie news for us in a few moments. Right now, let's get to the contest so you can identify this movie by calling us at 800-510-8255. For some reason today, Richie, we haven't spent a lot of time on the phone.
Let's fix that.
We're going to fix that, though, now with your thoughts. After you listen to these three cuts, first person in with the right answer gets a swell prize if, in fact, you've not won before on Movie Moments. Here's the first clue from today's mystery movie.
You're not really Santa. If you were Santa, you could do magic.
You want to see some magic? Here, let's watch you disappear.
Got it. Yeah.
This was the number one movie during this week in 2003. I think the star has three names, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you recognize that voice. Here's the next clue.
You are really Santa, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this thing as a fashion statement, all right?
Nice. Merry Christmas to you, too, Bob. All right, Chuck, you got this, right?
I do, and I from what I hear is that this is good possibility we'll see a sequel in the next 2 years.
Another one. Okay. All right, here's the last clue.
Where I come from, we didn't celebrate Christmas. Not because we were Jewish, but because my dad was a worthless coward whose idea of a present was a daily punch to the back of the head.
Yeah.
He did teach me how to crack a safe, though.
Merry Christmas to you, too. All right. What's the name?
It's not a Disney film.
No, it's not.
And he is
800.
He's lost a lot of weight.
51082. Yeah, it looks awful.
Yeah, 800-510-8255. Sorry,
what'd I say?
Yeah, you did, but just quickly, so.
Okay. All right, 800-510-TALK. If you have the answer, help yourself. Chuck, who's got some movie news for us in just a moment. Stand by.
No, you can go right now.
Oh, I can?
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Chucker, I'm looking actually at the reviews of Jeremy Renner. And there's so much buzz about Mission Impossible, and him and how many movies he's been in. And it doesn't seem, again, I don't know the guy, I'm just reading some of the profiles, that he's letting this go to his head. He was in the movie about Boston.
He was in the town and got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Most people, well, his breakout performance was in the Hurt Locker, which won the Oscar for Best Picture last year. He's a star. He was good in that film. He's going to be a very, very rich man because he's got he's taken over the Jason Bourne series.
Oh, really?
From Matt Damon.
And they're filming that now.
And if Tom Cruise leaves Mission Impossible, he's going to be the star, but is locked in as the co-star. And they're going to probably most likely make another Mission Impossible movie since this one has gotten outstanding reviews.
Wow.
I just wanted to say, last night at 11 o'clock at night, I got a chance. I went to see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is the Americanized version of the Swedish film, the hit Swedish film. Those books, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books, sold over 50 million copies worldwide, so it has a built-in audience. At 2.5, it's directed by David Fincher, who did Zodiac and also Seven, so he's very good with this material. I like the film. My only problem is that it's 2 hours and 35 minutes, and it's about 20 to a half hour too long, in my opinion. If it was a two-hour film, I thought it would have been very good. At 2 hours and 35 minutes, it's sort of, I give it a 6.5 out of 10. The Daniel Craig is a star along with Rona Mara, who had a small part in The Social Network. She is a breakout performance. I think will get an Oscar nomination. She's electrifying in this film and is really, really good. It's worth seeing for her. The murder mystery, nothing groundbreaking. She really is the hook of the film. She got an interesting look, piercing sort of a goth look, and this dragon tattoo on her body, that hence the title. But the movie's worth seeing for her. I knew a couple people seeing the original, like the foreign film, a lot better because they felt this was too long. But
what else has she been? What's she been in?
She was in The Social Network. She played the girl that jilts Zuckerberg in the beginning of the movie, that gets him into the Facebook.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And she was the star of the Elm Street remake. But this is going to make her. She's going to go places after this movie. This is a breakout performance, so.
Right,
I liked it, I just didn't love it. And a screenplay is currently being written for a sequel to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. The same director, Rupert Wyatt, will be back for the sequel. I thought Rise of the Planet of the Apes was one of the very best films of 2011, and a seventh installment of the Fast and Furious franchise is being written. A sixth one goes into production sometime next year. Those films have made a lot of money for Universal Pictures.
It's a car chase. People love to go watch a car chase.
Yeah, they like that stuff.
That's all, of course. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to what the movie is today. Here's Louise. Hi, Louise. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. What's the name of the movie?
It is Bad Santa.
It is Bad Santa with Billy Bob.
I have.